This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Much of the nation's busiest port complex is entering day four of a shutdown. Unionized clerical workers who staff the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, have been off the job for 4 days, and the ripple effects could soon be felt across the country. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports from Los Angeles.
Combined, the twin ports of L.A. and Long Beach handle 40% of the nation's imports, mostly from Asia. That means a whole lot of those pajamas, toys, and electronic gizmos that might be on your holiday list. On a normal day, the ports move about $1 billion worth of goods. But now, because of the strike, at least 18 ships are waiting in the harbor, filled with boxes waiting to be unloaded. Paige Siplon is with Georgia's Center of Innovation for Logistics.
There's a lot of people involved, a lot of jobs that are involved in moving those boxes. And when it backs up, if the bottleneck backs up because of a port closure, that ripple effect is felt throughout all those other pieces of that ecosystem.
From the trains and trucks that move the boxes, to the warehouses where they get stored, to the retailers, big and small, where we buy stuff. Siplon says the holiday shopping season won't be affected too much. Most of that cargo passed through the port back in October. But if the strike lasts too much longer, it will affect the economy at some point. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.